The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show from the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin, Andrew McElroy.
Guys, what's still funny?
very little, it seems.
What's still funny is the thing for me.
You know what, Justin? I don't know about funny. I don't know if I'm funny anymore.
What's still funny? We're supposed to punch up, not down. Everybody's down.
Yeah, we can punch side to side. I could punch you, and you could punch Griffin.
Let's try punching each other. Let's try
lateral
punching
punches.
Other. Let's give Travis, that a shot.
Okay, let me go. Travis, the noise of you eating peanut M&Ms when we began was profane.
But I did it off mic, Justin.
No, you didn't, bud, because I just told you what you were eating.
No,
and
sorry,
that you were
eating. I did it off audience mic. The audience didn't have to. Just you, my brother.
Yeah, but I got it.
I don't like this. I don't like us punching side to side.
Yeah, no punching sideways.
Good. Trav, did you send questions?
Are we going to do those? Or maybe not questions this time. I don't know. Questions feels.
Okay, let's talk about, listen, this is negative for everyone. Let's acknowledge something up front. This situation is negative for everyone to different degrees.
Yes.
This is not news to us. We are going to push forward in the best way that we can sort of manage in our sort of twisted
this is, first of all, can you guys fucking wait for the South Park episode about this?
Oh,
holy
my dude.
Griffin, shit, guys.
I have said that fucking phrase out loud.
Oh, no.
Okay. But I don't think they're in production. I think everybody stopped production. See, you can't even get like a little twisted South Park humor joke going right
now.
Hey,
can I tell you guys something real from the heart?
Yeah.
Sure,
I guess.
Yeah.
I had a lot of funny stuff to say about South Park, but go ahead, Trav.
I know. I'm so happy to be talking to you two boys.
Oh, God, I know.
Because if I'm being honest, even though I've spent time with my family, I have spent a little too much time with myself.
Oh, I see.
Last night, I found the entire season of Boy Meets World on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Started watching some episodes of that, which led me to thinking about the Lawrence brothers, which, and this is not an exaggeration for the podcast, I became very worried about the Lawrence brothers. I hadn't heard from them in a while, and I found myself having real emotional investment in making sure that the Lawrence brothers are doing okay.
In the context of the global pandemic? Okay, so you're just saying you're worried about early 2019 Lawrence brothers.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I've kept up with most brothers in the game. You know, I know what's going on. But
we get the newsletters.
Right, but the Lawrence brothers, I realize it's been a solid grip since I heard anything about those fools. And I was worried about them, but their Wikipedias, it seems like everything's okay.
Good, good, good. I think that's the secret, right? We're all anxious people. And when I say all, I mean literally every person listening to this. And if you are listening to this and you don't have anxiety, what are you doing, man?
Yeah,
give me a snoot of that.
Yeah, let me have a huff of whatever you're huffing, pal, because I would love to ride that Bronco. But, you know, it's maybe you can occupy your anxiety with something completely demented, like what are the Lawrence brothers up to? And then
Griffin, let me be clear. Not what are they up to. Are they okay?
Are they good? Are they doing well? Are they?
Because
I hope
here's
so
the
too.
Thing: it's three child actors in that family, and all three of them seem to be doing okay.
But they're in cloaking mode.
Yes.
Here is one bad thing is I will tell you guys up front. I wanted to come hot with a fun segment. not a lot of innovation in the fast food space right now.
Shoot, Juice.
That innovation has ground to a halt. And I know what you're thinking. It seemed to have been all upside so far with this unpleasantness. But now there's a downside as well. And it is fast food innovation has ground to a halt.
When we needed them most.
I know.
Here's a new innovation. I would like, if any of the fast food industry is listening.
Yeah.
What if it was
and like, what excuse do they have?
Yeah, right? What if it was like food, but I went to the store and bought it, and then I could make it at home, so no other human hands ever touched it.
Ooh, that's them's groceries.
But, that's groceries. Yeah.
You made groceries.
You know what? I knew it as soon as I said it. I was like, that. I've done, yeah. You're right. Okay, what about this? A bigger drive-through window, so like 8 people can be getting food all at once.
We're veering towards food train, Trav. So
yeah, we've also covered food train. Food train. If you are not aware of the deep lore, food train is an innovation where all the nation's food.
Thank you.
Would be on a single train. That would be like a roving food truck that could move along and expand or attract capacity as needed.
Yeah. Right.
And crucially, it was staffed by sexy robots.
Correct. Whose because bodies the whole surface was so hot. Right.
Yeah. Whose bodies were grills. And they all look like Mark Ruffalo. I've watched this bit recently. Yeah.
I forgot that part.
The sexy Ruffalo bots, and everybody wanted to get on the train because it looks so sexy and hot. Would we be, as a nation, in a better or worse scenario, if the nation had heeded our warnings about food trade some 3 years ago or however long ago it was when we sort of breathed that into existence?
I think one would fix the other.
Which one would fix the other one, Griffin?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, like Seabiscuit fixed all of us, that kind of thing.
But also how we kind of fixed Seabiscuit, if you think about it.
Thank you. We did. We did fix Seabiscuit.
Because we made a movie about him, and without that, he's just another horse.
Hey, do you guys think we could get a bunch of podcasters together and make a viral video of us all singing, like, Wild Honey Pie or...
Actually, I think we... Griffin, I hate to sort of tone police you. I think we're switching back to popular. I think we're going to stop calling videos and stuff viral, and I think we're just going to start calling that popular.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
I like that a lot. But we could do, like, did we get, you know, fucking Joe Rogan and do, like, Dizzy Miss Lizzie or, like, Eleanor Rigby or something.
That's
like,
so close-minded. What about Sex and Candy by Marcy's Playground?
That could be super strong, and I would think that, Trav, we would make that video. Travis?
Yeah.
And I think it would do something out there.
Well, because here's what I'll say. Here's what I see an opportunity for. Baby boom. Right? Everybody was talking before this, like, there's not enough babies. Everyone agreed.
I have not been particularly horny the past month or so, Trav.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're all locked up, but, like, we don't have the horny. What if we do Sex and Candy and everyone's like, oh, shit.
Oh, actually, yeah, let's reproduce.
Yeah, right? They hear that, as everyone can agree, Sex and Candy by Marcy's Playground is the sexiest song on earth because it's about the two things people like most.
Right there on the 10. Right there on the 10.
And so you hear Sex and Candy, and you're like, well, I really don't feel like it, and I think we were supposed to socially distance each other, even in our own homes. I'm not certain about that part, but...
I try to convince my kids that was the case, that they just weren't buying it.
Yeah.
So let's get Robert Krulwich on the phone.
Yep.
And we'll get him to drop a verse of Sex and Candy. Justin, do you know him?
Or just the whole thing.
Get Robert Krulwich. Yeah, that'll be our Imagine video. It's just Robert Krulwich singing all of Sex and Candy front to back.
Yep.
Can I tell you guys the troubling thing about some of these ideas that we tend to
throw out there? They're getting you too horny?
No, it's that I now have this bad part of my brain that's like, what the fuck else are they doing? You know, like we could get, I've been thinking like, is this the moment that we should try to get bag some big celebs?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, business as usual for us. I mean, except if I can find the time to keep coming down here and doing this. But like, I know a lot of Hollywood and TV are sort of in suspension right now. We had a couple projects kind of thrown into disarray by this, so we are speaking from some a reasonably educated stance here, should we try to bag some big ones?
I think we could get a Richard Gere. Like, that feels like a reach for not just, like, scale-wise, but also just, like, demographic-wise. I feel like a Richard Gere is out of our reach in many ways. But maybe a Richard Gere type, I'm not even saying necessarily Richard Gere.
We could Richard Gere's good, Trav. Let's talk about that for a second, because what I like about that is extremely difficult to attain, and I think also my best guess would be a very bad match for the energy of this program.
Oh,
so between those two, I think that that's an interesting submission. Okay. Griffin, who do you have?
Then we get it's Richard Gere, Justin, because we're going to give Richard Gere a podcast glow up, baby.
Yes.
We're going to turn this motherfucker into a real popular sensation on the internet. It's really hard to not say that word. Mm-hmm. And I think that we can make him good at Fortnite. I think that we can make him talk about TikTok. I think we can make him whip a nay-nay.
What up, Gearheads? It's me, Richie Boy, coming at you live. Be sure to smash that like and subscribe
Gearheads
button.
Gearheads is good. Smash that. Smash them. And here, I'm going to open up a box of small toys. This one's for kids. I'm Richard Gere. Oh, what's in this box? It's going to have some marbles and hard candies in there. Hey, kids, smash the like, bud.
I just got legitimately excited to watch Richard Gere open some blind bags with complete enthusiasm. Made
y'all
me
got
so
the
happy.
New LOL's Glow Ups Season 3. Rip them open. This is advertorial content. Just got to get that out there.
And remember, guys, if you're not sleeping on Casper, you're not really sleeping, okay? So let's open these bags.
This is how we're going to whip this thing's ass. Is not saying, what can Richard Gere do for us?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what can we do for Richard Gere?
Yes.
And by Richard Gere, sometimes I also mean other people who actually need help in the world. But now, hypothetically, we're going to start with making Richard Gere a top tier YouTuber. And if I could just sort of do, maybe I get in touch with Ninja and I say, Ninja, can Richard Gere be you for a day?
Yeah, that would be good. And Ninja gets to live trading spaces with Richard Gere and Ninja would be
what's
good.
Up?
And Richard Gere has to go on and try. If you just try to log on to Ninja's computer, if you can figure out how to start streaming on Twitch, Gere, you can phone 3 13-year-olds that you know, and they can try to help you. See, he's gonna fucking get it. We're releasing this on Monday. We're probably fine. Listen, I've seen some of our celebrities already. Listen, everybody's saying Imagine. That was great.
We love that.
Not asked to get in on that. I got to give a shout out to my man, Sam Neill, who we have talked about during the Celebrity Wine, Why Not segment. Sam Neill put out a video of himself, and this is the entirety of the video. Sam Neill says, hey, I'm doing okay. Of course, he looks fucking great.
Yeah.
So sexy. Out on his, like, vineyard, wherever, hold up, like, well, I'm in isolation. He's like, I don't know. I didn't know what to do with myself, so I washed all my shoes. And then he shows a shot of all his clean shoes. And he's like, but I don't have anywhere to wear them. But, man. And then he picks one up and just gets a snootful. He's like, man, do they smell good? Anyway, hope your family is doing well. Like, Sam Neill, that's the best you got.
This is amazing because it's...
Man, you've been in isolation for 4 days and you're already washing your shoes?
It sets a bar for us, doesn't it? Because I don't know the decorum. I would love to make the world fucking laugh and share a Pepsi, but I also don't want to be, you know, unrespectful. But now I have a bottom, a baseline of, like, what I can put out into the world. And it's me in my own vineyard huffing my clean, expensive shoes. That's the bottom of it. Top now of it is the Imagine video.
Now I want to put out a video that's, like, me in my vineyard. And I'm, like, I'm in isolation. And I didn't know what to do. So I just did a bunch of research on the Lawrence brothers to make sure they were okay. And then I just, like, huff some pictures of the Lawrence brothers. Or, like, maybe I've printed out their Wikipedia. And I say, man, this Wikipedia smells great. And then I just eat the pages.
That's good, too. Or we could have Richard Gere and Sam Neill have a grape fight in his vineyard.
But from 6 feet away.
From 6 feet away, you got to. Should we do a question just to get our sea legs under us?
I want to say one other thing, slightly more seriously, but it's on my heart, and I don't know how to, like, process this otherwise. We have gone at, for the past, like, let's call it 9.5 years, we've tried, because we've been doing the show for 10, almost, going to be a big anniversary soon, but we've been doing the show for a while, and for the bulk of it, and like mainly most of our professional careers, we've made it our goal to like try to have fun without hurting people, and trying not to like make things worse or make people feel bad, really is what I should say. But I feel like everyone is in the same boat in a sense, which should be like easier, make that easier. But everybody's in very different boats because it's going to impact everybody differently. Right. So we're going to try. I don't know. It's a tough time. I'm obviously like, again, I have to put this like corollary and everything, but like it's harder for a lot of people. It's easier for some people, I'm sure. So we're trying. We're gonna try our best, and it'll be a learning process. But like, we're not gonna stop. We can't stop.
No, we could.
They can't.
But
they canceled all our dang tours, so we do have to keep the lights on.
And to be fair, I've got nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do. And we did. So please, hang in there with us. And we will hang in there with you, and we'll get through this thing together, and it will continue to be like the show, but it'll be different because everything's different now. But we're still here to provide an oasis for you in as much as we can.
Drink our cool waters. Drink these calm, cool waters.
Sip of these calm, cool waters. And we're going to do our best to make this fun for everybody. Obviously, if you're already struggling, I know a lot of people, especially in like service industries and restaurants, bars, et cetera, that are already like in pain. And we love you. And hang in there.
Justin, that was very nice.
Thanks, Travis. You like didn't even, barely even let me finish before you said that, so I feel like you had that queued up.
No, it's just so exciting. I really didn't mean it.
I thought it could have been better.
Oh, well.
Wow. Okay, well, you can punch it up in editing. Maybe add some strings.
Sure, let me add some...
Oh, let me...
Woo!
Like,
Justin! Woo! Slam dunk!
Griffin, what? You can edit this in wherever.
Okay, and I'll drop that in.
Aww.
And let me do this one. You the man.
That was good.
My son's going to wake up from
Travis,
his nap.
Travis, I have to ask you about these questions real quick.
Uh-huh.
What epoch of human civilization are they from, would you say?
They're from the before time.
Okay, well, that'll be fun. We have a limited supply of these bad boys.
Yeah, this is from all the way back March 16th.
I'm looking at currently. Oh, and they're all titled "Roommate Keeps Drinking Their Own Pee?" ? So it's just like 1,700 of those. So that'll be a hot topic.
I have a question here. May I?
No.
Riddle me piss, boys.
Oh my god. I'd rather drink my own pee.
It's the thing that's going to get us out of this funk. Riddle me piss, Justin.
I would argue that the thing that's going to get us out of the funk is doing the thing.
Riddle me piss, Griffin.
Okay. But this is good. Actually, I would rather do this now, Juice, where it's at the beginning, and then we can recover from it instead of having it like hit us middle and knock us off balance.
Give me a feast. Give me something I can really sink my fucking teeth into, Trav.
This one I find, I think it's revolutionary. Are you ready?
Let me make a meal of it.
There are three ants. The first one is at the front. Second one in the middle. And third one at the back. The front one says that behind me there are 5 ants. The middle one says that behind me there are 3 ants. And the back one says that there are 8 ants in front of me. How can this be?
Holy Travis, I cannot even visualize what you are saying.
Do you need me to read it again, Justin?
I mean, I know the version of this riddle where the numbers aren't just fucking... Number pasta just kind of thrown in a bowl and stirred all around.
This one was sent to us by Michael. Do you need to hear it again?
No, I mean, they're walking in a circle, but like, why are there more ants?
Well, the one in front says behind me there are 5. The middle one says behind me there are 3. And the back one says in front of me there are 8. Do you guys give up?
Oh, they're walking in front of a mirror. And it's okay. A circle. They're a circle walking in front of a mirror.
Good guess. Good guess. Justin, any guesses?
No, Travis, I don't have any guesses.
Well, the answer is simple. They are all liars.
Okay.
You can't. And you can't do that.
This is why I love this, because this is revolutionary, because this could be like, you know, a father and son are in a plane crash and the father dies and the son is rushed to the hospital. But when he gets there, the doctor says, I can't operate on this child because he's my son. How can this be? Answer, he's lying.
Yeah.
Like, we could just have all kinds of questions.
What
like
can you
this.
Put in a barrel to make it lighter? A fucking lie.
A lie. Liar. What's red and white and green all over? Nothing. Nothing. I lied.
You, Travis has lied to you.
Okay, here's a question. My friend is getting a vasectomy soon, and the doctor said he could choose any music he likes. The doctor warned he would likely associate this music with the procedure forever afterwards. Any recommendations? That's from Sniptune. I can only imagine.
Huh.
Is that one? Is that anything?
Well, Justin, it seemed like you, like, we're coming at this from the position of, let's put a stinker song in there that you're not going to be sort of, like, poisoned by. You know what I mean? Like, and I can only imagine. But Justin, you seem to quite enjoy your set.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to capture, was the sort of spirit of rejoicing.
Oh,
a hymn of sorts. I wish I had had this option, because my vasectomy, the doctors just talked about a bunch of garbage, a bunch of nonsense.
Do you remember? Remember any of it?
It was in a sort of twilight state. I felt like they gave you twilight sleep. We did an episode right after I did it. I'm sure there's like more details there, but my brain has not held on to them. I should go back and listen to it. Is it just one song long? It seemed much longer than that. They're really, what length of song are we, is this like an American Pie sort of deal? Or yeah. Is it more of a...
I'm going to do Inagata DeVita, please.
Yeah.
Right.
I want you to take your time down there. Yes. Justin, I'm assuming one of the things that the doctor said when they were down there was something like, you got to check out this dude's nuts. Something like that. Did you see this dude's huge nuts?
I do remember him saying like, wow, these are so regular. They're just a normal kind that everybody has. This just right in the middle of the median. The whole thing.
It's wild, man.
It's just so average.
You see him from the outside and you're like, whoa, big nuts. But you get in there, not that big, dude.
It's like an optical illusion, dude. Can you believe this?
Yeah.
Hey, look at it. Kind of cross your eyes. It's a rhino.
He's got razzle dazzle on his balls.
So sick, dude. Hey. Start Amber by 311 over again. It just ran out. Flip the tape.
I got distracted.
I just remember I started chanting, Pier sit. Cool. Like, it's fine down there.
Yeah, inside. You're already there.
What's a good song to get of it? I mean, Justin, were you hurting for a distraction? Were you like, boy, I wish I had something else to think about to get my mind off what's happening down there?
I was high. I mean, I was high on drugs.
Right.
I was trying to fall asleep and I couldn't. And they told me I couldn't fall asleep.
Whoa.
And I didn't want to be around for it. I wanted to step out of the building for a few moments and come back to my ruined penis.
Yeah, well.
But I couldn't. I was like very present in the moment, but there was just chattering away, just talking.
Yeah, about this.
I do remember them saying, like, I can't believe this guy's laughing. That's the one quote I remember. Like, they couldn't believe that I was like chuckling it up.
Yeah.
What were you laughing about? Can you remember?
I feel like I did have memories at the beginning, and whatever they have been replaced by, I guess like Animal Crossing strats or something. I don't know.
You're probably laughing because at one point one of the doctors was like, I need that clamp right there, and can you hand me D's? And then he just kind of waited. It's
Doctor,
rare that you have
this every time. We can't.
This is our eighth vasectomy today. Please.
I like Bro Surgeon. Bro Surgeon's my new favorite guy. Hey, how about a Yahoo?
I do remember this. After they had given me the gas, the doctor came in wearing a hookah shell necklace. No. And I was too late. I just couldn't. I couldn't stop. At that point, it was like, I can't stand up and walk out. They've already gassed me. Yeah. I'm in for the ride of my life.
Here is a Yahoo sent in by Adrian Cowles. Thank you, Adrian. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to call Bamus. Asks, in college, what's the punishment for roughhousing in class?
Huh.
And then that's the end of the question. And we're not talking about fighting.
Yeah,
when you fight in high school, if you fight, you're out of here, mister. Like, not in my school. We're here trying to educate and enrich these young lives and souls so that they get to go to heaven. And I'm talking about roughhousing, which is kind of just rough play.
Yes.
Pressing hard in your friend's armpit and they fall over accidentally. Like roughhousing. Like a
noogies.
Like a noogie. Like,
yeah, like a noogie, right? Where you wouldn't necessarily say there's ill intent, but if you found out later that that person does not like you, you'd be like, oh, okay, this makes a lot of sense now.
Giving a friend a pink belly.
Saying, too much.
Saying, friend, pull up that shirt. But okay, but I'm in college and I am learning about law because I'm about to be a lawyer. And my friend accidentally lifts up his shirt. And I say pink belly, and I give him pink belly. Am I gonna? What's the like? What is the lawyer professor gonna fucking do?
Huh?
It's not how to get away. It's not how to get away with murder. It's not how to get away with pink belly. Like,
right?
They're not.
What if it was?
What if it was?
Welcome to my new show,
The Perfect Pink Belly.
The Perfect Pink Belly.
Wouldn't that be wild if you just lift up your shirt and be like, hey, okay, this, no one's gonna believe me. But my belly's pink and it stinks, and I know one of you did it. Everyone, show me your hands.
As one lone student just whistles as they leave out the door, and then it's like I put it all together.
There's a scream. The lights go off, and there's a scream, and a chandelier falls.
Who punked my belly?
Like candles. One person has a pink belly.
Somebody pinked a Donald.
Everybody,
who did this?
Everybody put your handprint up against the handprint on my belly quickly before it disappears.
Don't have much time. I'm already moving past this inconvenience.
It couldn't have been me. I had honey all over my palm from that sandwich I was eating. If I had pinked your belly, there would be honey residue.
Yeah, and you were loudly announcing right before the lights went out how you were really enjoying your super stinky sandwich.
Yes, so you see, it couldn't be I, Reginald Slapbelly.
You're being really quiet over there, Lawrence.
Oh,
Griffin, you're Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, dude. Pink belly, huh? That's the pits.
Lawrence, I heard thou in the lavatory.
Why do you talk like that?
Yeah. Sometimes?
I'm a foreign exchange student from the past.
I saw a lot of shit in mid school and high school. Vis-a-vis.
Did you call it mid school?
Vis-a-vis.
That's what the cool kids call it.
People doing a big fight or a wrestle or horseplay, like in class. That got a little out of hand. Once I did a horseplay in class, it got out of hand. I got detention in middle school. I accidentally knocked a table over, and it grazed a young girl's leg, and I got written up. And on the pink slip, the teacher wrote, "In an effort to be cute, Griffin flipped a table over and like mauled a young woman who then had to go to the hospital." Like, none of that was true. And I wasn't trying to be cute. I didn't appreciate that. But I got sent to detention. Nothing like that. I don't think I ever saw anybody go. Let's start here. Does college have detention?
It has to, right?
Because if not, if like, you live there. What are the fucking stakes?
What? Maybe that's the secret. Well, hold on. If in real life, let's take it one step further. If in real life, I horseplay, I could go to jail, right?
Yeah. They don't call it that. When you do horseplay and you hurt someone in real life, they don't call it horseplay anymore.
No, they call it assault.
They call it assault.
And if I do that in high school, I go to detention. Why, Griffin, as you're pointing out, is college this like safe, uncanny middle valley thing of just like horseplay here? You're fine. You're fine.
I want to know what dies in us in when we graduate high school, where we no longer feel like doing an awful waffle to our friends in the middle of our history class. I don't get it.
Too much going on, I guess.
I guess beer, right?
Oh.
Oh, man.
Is that it?
And probably
is it beer?
Getting laid.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, bro. Trap.
I've gotten laid before and wanted to do an awful waffle immediately after.
Really?
Which my sexual partner was not into. And so I had to quell those dark urges back inside and write them down in my sex journal. Speaking of sex journals, should we go to the money zone?
Let's go. We do have a sponsor this week. It is Honey. Mm. I actually, you know what? I installed this this little doohickey on my Chrome browser. Mm. I tell you, it has saved me a fair bit of money. It makes it really easy, actually. You install it, there's just a few clicks, and you get it for free. And then when you get to the apply coupons part of the checkout, Honey just checks a bunch of coupons to see if there's any that will work for you. And a lot of times I'll be like, hey, here's one. I'll save you a few bucks. It's nice. I used it I saved like $10 off a pair of headphones.
Do you think
I was buying.
Do you think they tried to call the business money, but then they did mistyped it, but they had already spent the dollars at, you know, GoDaddy?
That's probably it.
Honey works on over 30,000 stores, and they add more every day. And with over 100,000 five-star reviews, I mean, they got to be doing something right. You know, it's a cool service. You should check it out. Visit joinhoney.com/brother. It's free and it installs in just two clicks. Give it a whirl. I really think you'll save some cash. It's joinhoney.com/brother.
Welcome back to Fireside Chat on KMAX. With me in studio to take your calls is the dopest duo on the West Coast, Oliver Wong and Morgan Rhodes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm looking for a music podcast that's insightful and thoughtful, but like also helps me discover artists and albums that I've never heard of.
Yeah, man. Sounds like you need to listen to Heat Rocks every week. Myself, and I'm Morgan Rhodes, and my co-host here, Oliver Wong, talk to influential guests about a canonical album that has changed their lives.
Guests like Moby, Open Mike Eagle, talk about albums by Prince, Joni Mitchell, and so much more.
Yo, what's that show called again?
Heat Rocks, deep dives into hot records.
Every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
And we're definitely going to like, you know, we're going to be, like I said, it's going to be a little mix.
Oh,
okay, grip shit. It, not me.
Wait, that was the one. Grip? I don't care if Travis is.
I saved it.
Okay.
Because I wanted to frame Justin, but then he instantly was like, it wasn't me. And could we go back and like pretend it was Justin for a while and do some jacuzzing?
That would be funny. Yeah.
It would
maybe
be
next
funny,
time.
But we've already kind of blown
next
our
time.
Load. Next time, two of us will grip it and rip it, and we'll be up to the audience to decide.
Why do you keep Travis?
Yeah.
Where does that voice? What part? Where does that voice deep inside?
It's Riddle Me Piss Guy, and he won't leave.
It's like the third time Riddle Me Piss Guy showed up this episode, and I wish he would. Here's the
it's
door.
Me,
don't let it hit you.
Riddle M. Pissworth.
Yeah, get out of here, Riddle M. Pissworth. I don't want you. I want Travis.
But I paid.
We
to
love
be
Travis.
Here.
We love Travis. I hate you.
Did you hear that, Riddle M. Pissworth? They finally chose me.
Right before the unpleasantness began, the last two big hit shows on Netflix that we got, like, I don't know if everybody on this call, I'm pretty sure almost everybody on this call got obsessed with at least one of these, right? The last two big Netflix, like, sweep the globe, huge hits was one, The Circle, which imprisoned people in apartments and forced them to only contact each other through social networking.
Yes.
Right? The second big one right after that is Love is Blind, where people were put into isolation and forced to fall in love and marry each other.
Yes.
So my question is this. Did Taco Bell? Not Taco Bell.
Wait, what?
I don't know why I said Taco Bell.
Whoa, Justin.
Did Netflix?
No, hold on. Well, why did you just confuse Netflix and Taco Bell, son?
I was thinking about Taco Bell's response to the unpleasantness. Did Netflix get in right under the wire or right before peak relevance? That's my question.
Oh.
Did these show the timing of these shows is wild. Either way,
it is wild, and I hope if passes prologue vis-a-vis Netflix's programming, I sure hope we don't get a Bird Box.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true. Griffin.
Now you're hoping that a real Bird Box doesn't happen,
but a Terrace House would be fantastic.
No, if Terrace House were to really happen, that would be so exciting. If real people would live together and get to know each other by living together, that would be incredible.
Instead of a Bird Box, I would rather we all do a To All the Boys I've Loved Before is where I would rather be.
Definitely.
That's the world I want to live in.
You know what world I want to live in? The Boss Baby world.
Justin, can you make them do Boss Baby World?
I guess I could try to get the world of Boss Baby going.
Okay.
You seem to know people, Justin. I don't know how you're all connected, but...
Hello.
What?
But I thought you said...
I want a munch.
Squad.
I want too much.
Squad.
Okay. You know, there's still got to be one up in the mix. Come on, they're not stopping. All of the others will be turned, but Rising is still Taco Bell.
Okay, now it's week. Okay.
I had my suspicions when Justin had his Freudian slip of the tongue that perhaps might be a munch squad on the horizon.
I had that Taco Bell tab open ready to pull the trigger on it, and I just went too soon. Taco Bell, and... I want to frame this for y'all before I get into the press release. I think that we're going to be talking about the longest shell ever with the triple lupa.
Huh.
The ultimate reinvention of the fan favorite chalupa. It's the triple lupa. And I guess what I'm thinking is there had to be someone at Taco Bell in the past couple weeks, as bad as things have been. I will tell you that there's so much talk about in the past couple weeks that at some point has had the thought, man, now nobody's going to talk about the triple loop.
Yeah.
Three shells, three flavors. Huh. The triple lupa triples the flavor and doubles the beef in Taco Bell's first tear apart menu item.
Tear apart menu item?
Tear apart.
I would argue. Any item at Taco Bell is tear apart if you want it.
If you believe.
If you need it.
Yeah. Taco Bell is no stranger to giving fans more of what they love, and now the latest reinvention of the iconic chalupa gives fans three times the reason to get excited. Launching for a limited time in participating restaurants nationwide on March 12th. That's tough. The Triple Lupa serves as a hands-on experience with three mini chalupas featuring three flavors and double the seasoned beef compared to the regular chalupa. Combining three mini chalupas to create the longest shell in Taco Bell history, the Triple Lupa marks Taco Bell's first ever tear-apart menu item. It takes all the elements of the chalupa to the next level, with different flavors in each of the mini shells. Do you see how they've become mini shells? solely by the fact that there's three of them joined together? Now they're mini
shells. It's
bite-sized.
It's like they've made a flight of chalupas, but it's like a concentric flight.
There's nacho cheese on one end, chipotle on the other, and a combination of the two, cheesy chipotle in the third. Okay, fuck off.
That's not three flavors.
That's not three flavors. That's a messy spot in the middle where you can't separate the two.
Justin, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, Trav. Is it about the triple lupa? Because it's all I care about.
I'm not as in touch with the quick service industry as you are. Was there ever a double lupa, or did they just skip straight from single lupa to triple lupa? Because if so, I feel like they have missed a very important milestone here.
There's a market there for the double lupa for those of us who are scared of the triple lupa.
Yes.
If we can find a way to fill that niche, fill the South Park niche, we're going to be in the money.
The double lupa is not on sale right now, but it's just called the double chalupa. Okay, so it's two. It's a double wide, basically.
Yeah, if they
double,
but that's not the same.
If they were gonna skip ahead, they should have just gone straight to the quadruple.
Well, that's just two of those squished together by a very strong man.
That's a good point.
The triple lupa, getting back into the mix here. Since the introduction in 1999, the beloved menu item has continuously transformed in shape, form, and ingredients to become the most reinvented Taco Bell menu item of all time. Weird brag.
I just can't seem to get this fucking thing right.
All our fans agree. We can't get this one right. From flavor innovation like the Baja Chalupa in 2000.
Which wasn't it? Which wasn't it? We know it wasn't it.
We know we missed on that one. Don't tweet at us anymore, please.
To size innovation with the double Chalupa in 2017.
What were we thinking? We're so close.
We blew it.
Quote, at Taco Bell, we recognize and love the fandom that the Chalupa has cultivated over the years. A fandom that is devoted to essentially a concept, really, a brand name, really, because this thing has been reinvented so many times.
But
it's why we want to bring our
fans. Fandom to me implies there are out there, like people out there, like doing cosplay and writing like fan fiction about the Chalupa.
It's a fan favorite. Probably there is. And it's an all new flavor and shell experience with the triple lupa. That's from Kristen Fudelan, associate manager of research and development at Taco Bell and lead product developer behind the triple lupa. The triple lupa's nationwide launch gives us the opportunity to celebrate the transformation of this beloved menu item. And we can't wait for everyone to taste this latest innovation. For the Triple Lupa's nationwide debut, I want to thank Taco Bell, honestly, kidding aside.
I haven't thought about anything but the Triple Lupa for the past, 3 minutes, and it's been pretty incredible.
And this one is so long, and there's no way they could have known, and they made such a long press release for this. Thank you. For the Triple Lupa's nationwide debut, Taco Bell is partnering with a brand known for serving up its own reinventions. Guess. Right now, both of you guess.
Oh, my God. Segway.
Segway?
Travis?
Just an invention?
Tesla. I take it back, Tesla.
Well, it's TikTok.
Oh.
The short-form mobile video platform serves as the framework for the Triple Lupa's national TV spot and is the first time TikTok has partnered with a brand on a national advertising campaign. Shot in TikTok's full-screen vertical video format, the ad spot follows the creative, unexpected, and joyful content the TikTok community is celebrated for, which I would assume is much less Triple Lupa focused now than it would have been 2 weeks ago. When I look back at our history with social trends, I'm proud of the fact that we are always leading the industry and pushing boundaries. Whether it's being the first on new platforms or breaking records on others, Taco Bell is constantly at the forefront of online trends, said Tracy LaRocca, Senior VP of Brand Engagement at Taco Bell, who must have a very confusing job at the moment. The most natural step for us would be to partner with a brand like TikTok. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The most natural step for our taco store mm-hmm. would be to part. Where did it go? How did it get to here? Where the most natural step for our taco store is to partner with this small
Jesus,
video.
Justin, we can't say that exact sentence that you just said out loud about how did we get to here, because it invites you to open up a door into a pitch black abyss that actually got vertigo from thinking about it, and I had to close the door.
I can tell you exactly how it happened. Are you ready for this? It happened like this.
Yeah.
Picture like a conference room, table full of execs, some young, some not so young. One of them playing on his phone, it's Bradley. He never pays attention during these meetings. And Mr. Bell, who is, of course, the owner of Taco Bell, says, Bradley, what do you think? And Bradley, without thinking, just looks up and goes, TikTok? And that's how it was born.
That's how most business happens.
Yeah.
Because of fucking Bradley and his malfeasance.
And then Bradley said, TikTok-o, and everyone lost their shit.
I mean, that's probably it, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm looking at a triple looper right now. Taco Bell was tweeting about this. The brand is encouraging fans to jump in on the fun by participating in an upcoming Taco Bell hashtag challenge on TikTok and plans to announce more details about the challenge in the coming weeks. I doubt it! Taco Bell will also be partnering with select TikTok creators to inspire fans to reinvent something themselves and share it on the platform. So yeah, that one hasn't gotten, I'm looking at Twitter and that one hasn't gotten a lot of the traction you would sort of hope for, on that one. That one hasn't gotten a lot of heat.
I tell you,
best laid plans, huh?
I'm looking at this wild taco caterpillar that they have put together for me. And the only one of these that I'm interested in is the liminal Lupa. The like centralized sort of middle of the Venn diagram. Give me that one. I want a service that will rip the liminal Lupa out of the middle of this caterpillar and mail it to my house.
Now, what if I get one of these and I got two friends and one of the friends is like, I want cheesy. And the other friend said, I want Chipotle. But here's the thing, guys. I wanted Chipotle. I didn't want cheese. Now I'm stuck in the middle with are we each supposed to get our own?
I think you spend as long as you can arguing about that and then find another vine to swing to.
Yeah, you just enjoy each other's company for the brief moment you have.
I wouldn't call that enjoying company. Having a taco fight, Travis, is not enjoyable company.
I'll tell you, Griffin, right now, I would love to have a taco fight
with
any human being.
You'd love to have a taco fight, huh?
Yes, that wasn't my wife and kids. I love my wife and kids, but we've had plenty of taco fights over the last couple of days. Yes.
Yeah, it's not even, you know who's going to win before you even get started.
And it's BB.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated by another Taco Bell product. They got a new grande burritos. I don't have a press release about this one, but there's two new flavors of the dollar grande burritos. Mm-hmm. One of the flavor is called loaded taco burrito.
Huh.
What are y'all doing? Like, what are you doing? That's just two of the things.
What if Taco Bell just tweeted like, hey, right now we realize no one's looking, so we're just going to rename everything. Because like none of y'all are paying attention. We're going to completely change our menu by the time y'all get back.
Listen, we're innovators and we are not afraid to make bold choices and we're going to move everything just one over to the left.
Yep. And you won't notice.
Good luck.
go to the drive thru and are like, just give me a bag of sludge and bread, please.
Yep.
Just whatever conflagration of that, whatever different permutations you have.
Let me get
meat and bread.
Does that say fettuccine Alfredo? Taco Bell? What the fuck? Hey, wait, this is two soft tacos. Yep, you cracked the case.
A conflagration is actually a fire, but that actually is applicable,
that works
I
here
think,
too.
In our situation. Anyway, this has been my brother and me. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. We hope that we'll continue to provide a little bit of cheeriness for you.
Hopefully we won't spend as much time like couching it, I think, next week.
Yeah.
But it would be wild not to sort of talk about it, I guess.
We're just like everybody. We're fucking flying by the seat of our pants right now. It's like things are, we're adjusting. Like we normally record on Wednesdays and publish on Mondays. Like it seems like things are so drastically different, even in like a 4-day time span. But, you know, I think we're going to get through this. Like we've been doing this show for almost 10 years. That's like, if we can do this show for 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, are you comparing talking to your brothers for an hour every week to a quarantine?
It doesn't feel. I'm just saying, like the time shall pass, and we will figure out a new way of being.
You're making it sound like once we hit 10 years, though, we're out of the worst of it.
Finally.
I mean, I would hope we're out of the worst of this show.
We're passing through the clouds now.
I real quick just wanted to say, isolate yourself and wash your hands. This is the kind of thing where I still see people, even this far into the whole thing. I hate to be serious for a minute, but I see people saying, well, I'm not worried about it. Well, it's not about you. It's about everyone.
Yeah.
And there are people that are worried about it. And the best thing that we could do right now is to self-isolate and social distance and wash the hell out of your hands.
Yeah.
Please do that.
Yes. do that. I guess just be a good citizen.
Wash your whole body. A lot of people aren't going to tell you to do that, but wash your, like, your feet and your butt. Like, do your hands whenever you're near a sink, but don't forget about the rest of your body too. I'm worried.
And here's what I would, here's one more thing I would say. This is just advice from somebody who's lived with anxiety for basically his whole life. Do your best to accept your scenario as it changes. Do your best to just embrace where you're at and be in that moment and don't let yourself get too far ahead, because there's no way of knowing. We got today, so focus on today. And really, you know what? Really seriously, look at your situation and say, how could the McElroy brothers address this? Mm-hmm. I need advice about the new nuance, the new meaningless things, the new meaningless conflicts in my life. And we will continue to address those, because this is going to be weird, because a lot of us are going to have a lot of the same meaningless conflicts right in our life. The same meaningless challenges, the same easily overcome challenges that we can all sort of talk about and work through together. So, let us know how we can help, and we will continue to be there to advise through these challenging days until,
or as was the case in this episode, to talk about Richard Gere and Taco Bell a whole lot.
Yep.
Well, dude,
what if Richard Gere worked at Taco Bell? I think it would go a little something like this.
Something like this. My name is Justin McElroy. No, wait. Griffin didn't say the thing.
Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song as a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Thank you to Maximum Fun. Thank you to you. Let's do it. Let's do that final.
I got a final. Yeah, you usually don't introduce the final yourself, Griffin. It's a weird transition. So let me do it also for
okay.
you. Here comes Griffin with the final Yahoo.
I'm going to do the final Yahoo now. Here it comes. It's from Graham Roebuck. Thanks, Graham. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user. Who I am going to call Picard, because there's an ad for it. Picard asks, can poems have curse words in them?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad.
We should change that.
No, I can't. You shouldn't, though, right? But your dad's fine. Everybody can kiss your dad square.
You might not be fine.
Yeah, I guess it's true. Do we need a new one?
Kiss your dad from 6 feet away.
Kiss.
That's impossible.
Yell at your dad
a kiss.
Yell something affirming at your dad.
Encourage. Check on your dad with your phone.
Check on your dad. Have.
Send your dad the kissy face emoji.
We'll just keep it. It'll be weird because, you know, in a few months, people have forgotten all about this, and I don't want to make it weird for them when they just listen to the ending.
Imagine there's quotes around kiss and lips.
Yeah. For yourself now, imagine that.
I hate actually putting those quotes there, Trev.
Yeah, you know.
I write that down, and I want you to read it and then think about what your actions and your sayings.
I would actually hazard to say that every word of it is worse with quotes. Yeah. Like, there's not a thing in there you put quotes around and it get worse.
Kiss your dad.
Kiss your dad.
Any words are bad.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.